Hello, it is I, Rolando.
Oh.
Oh, I am so happy that the odds are finished. But I am also a little bit upset because that last voice was so sexy.
Oh, in the commercial.
I do not care about the products, but oh, Jace, keep speaking to me like that.
Let's just get to the podcast,
okay.
Rolando.
Good thing Brooke and Heffrey also have these sexy voices.
Yeah.
And that is coming on now.
Let's start off with a little inspiring Florida story today.
Oh, man.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Even though this happened last week, the story is just coming out now.
Oh.
Because a woman went into a Chili's restaurant, ordered some tacos, and tipped the server $300.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a great day for that guy.
Awesome.
Jose, you were a server. How would that make you feel, getting that type of tip?
I would have cried. I would have literally cried at the table.
Well,
and you guys
you cry about
well,
everything.
Well, Jake says. Jake's like, well.
I also do that when they tip me 10%.
Right. Yeah. But then, the day after, same woman comes back, orders a different meal, and tips that server $777.
What?
Oh,
could
you
such
imagine?
A specific number?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That is a weird number. And why
lucky
the same
sevens?
Place?
She hit her head.
She forgot she was there the day before.
Comes back the day after that.
Wait, the third day? We're at the third day now?
Trifecta.
Which just happened to be the day after the eclipse. And she tells the manager, so my understanding was I wouldn't need money anymore because I was going to be swept up in the biblical rapture that was supposed to happen during the eclipse. So in light of that, I'd like all of my tip money back, please.
No.
So she was just living out her last days at Chili?
Yeah. Reasonable request, right?
I mean, it makes sense. I hate when I plan for the end of the world and then...
Could you see the Chili's manager getting her, though? He's like, actually, same.
She was misled. Gotta give her some credit. But
like, I just wanted some baby back ribs to end my day.
The Chili's manager had to tell her, well, sorry, that's not really how this works.
Yeah
legally.
You tipped us. We get the tip.
Yeah,
so she claims it was fraud, and she's now getting a lawyer.
Wow.
And it's actually kind of exciting to see how this is going to turn out in the end.
The fraud part? Her believing that it was the end of the world?
Her believing other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, will this be a future Hero of the Week situation for us, possibly?
I hope so.
Not with the woman, with the manager of the Chili's who has to deal with all of this nonsense. We're going to keep you posted
that
on this inspiring Florida story. More inspiration is about to happen right here on the show as we go into the shot collar question of the day with our own digital Jake. Inspire us, Jake.
All right, you cheeky Nandos. Sit up in your seats, wipe the disgusting crumbs of American breakfast sandwiches off your maws, and show some respect, because today we're honoring royalty.
Fancy breakfast sandwiches.
I'm not talking about the actual royal Windsor family, who's got more drama right now than a season finale of Suits.
Hey.
I'm talking about real, genuine British nobility known as the Spice Girls.
Pop royalty.
The famous all-girl 90s band who took the world by storm with their catchy tunes and infectious energy and ended up selling over 85 million records.
Dang.
And today is Posh Spice's birthday.
Happy birthday.
So she's the one married to David Beckham,
right? They grew up really poor, remember?
So to honor Her Majesty Victoria Beckham, we're going to play a really, 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 really zig-a-zig edition of Plenty of 20.
Okay.
Now, we'll go around the room and you'll each give me a number 1 through 20, and in return, you'll get a trivia question about the Spice Girls.
Oh, fun.
Get it right and you'll be my lover.
Ooh.
Get it wrong and I'll get with your friends.
Still yay.
Yeah.
Let's start with hard seltzer Spice. That's Alexis. Alexis, give me a number 1 through 20, please.
Let's go 1.
Number 1. Alexis, you can't have any help with this question. Nobody in the room may assist you.
It's going to be easy.
Alexis, the band came together in 1994. How many members were there in the Spice Girls?
Okay, I know them, sort of.
I feel like they were your mother's, like,
I only
icons.
Know them because the movie Chicken Little, when I was little, they sing a song in it.
Worlds collide.
Okay, there's, like, Posh, Sporty,
We can't help. I
think there's 5 of them, Jake.
Alexis said 5. That is
Oh,
hooray.
Good answer.
All right, it's time for Insulin Spice. Oh. That's Jose.
I wish.
Jose, give me number 1 through 20.
Let's 4.
Jose, each member of the Spice Girls had a distinct personality that resonated with fans.
Yeah.
Their famous nicknames came from it. Tell me all 5 of the members' nicknames.
Oh, no.
Happy you guys, I'm happy no one said it all in that last
question. Good thing I was bad at it.
You were just saying, I want to help her so bad.
I know. All right, so I know Baby. She was the cutest one. I had a crush on Baby Spice.
Disagree, but okay.
There was Scary Spice. Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin Spice is really popular right now.
We know Posh. It's her birthday. Mm-hmm. Sporty Spice. I remember her. Oh, my gosh. Who was the last one?
Oh, come on.
Baby Scary, Sporty. Spicy.
Spicy Spice.
Spicy McSpice or
something. I'm not going to remember.
Yes, you do.
Need
come
an answer,
on.
Jose.
Scary, Posh, Sporty, and...
Need an adjective.
Lover Spice.
Nice.
Jose said Lover Spice. That's incorrect. You did get 4 of them right, Jose. The last one you were missing was Ginger Spice.
Oh, Ginger!
The only one that could actually be considered a spice.
Jose's out. Let's move on to Astigmatism Spice.
Ah, oh, that's me!
That's Brooke. Give me number 1 through 20, please.
Oh, I'm going to look real close, and I'm going to say 8.
Brooke, in 1997, the Spice Girls branched out to the silver screen and produced a movie. It was a musical comedy featuring the members of the group in a fictionalized version of themselves. Mm-hmm. The film had a 2-word title, Spice What?
I remember it.
Oh, so I was in high school when this happened. I was like a junior.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I went and saw this, but man, did I love the Spice Girls. Mm-hmm. And I am almost 100% sure it was called Spice World.
Yeah.
Brooke said Spice World. That is... correct.
I don't know how I remember that too, Brooke.
Brooke and Alexis are still in. Jeff, your nickname is Latex Spice, according to my records.
Oh.
All right, LS, give me a number 1 through 20.
13.
Jeffrey, the Spice Girls ended their run in the year 2000. They reunited twice since then, and the last one happened at a popular event back in 2012.
Mm.
Name that event.
I know in 2012... the Mayans thought the world was supposed to end. Remember that?
Yeah. Like everyone thinks everything's going to end.
We just went over
time.
The Florida lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was one of those end of the world concerts with Bono.
Let's get together.
Reverse We Are the World. We were the world.
The last thing I want to hear before I go out is Wannabe. I'm going to say it was the end of the world concert for 2012.
An end of the world concert? I don't think that was a thing.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, unfortunately, that's incorrect.
Darn.
It was the London Olympics.
Oh, that makes sense.
James Bond was there. All right, we're down to Brooke and Alexis for the last round.
All right, let's go.
Alexis, give me number 1 through 20, please.
10.
Alexis, name the 2-word iconic catchphrase that the group made famous.
What?
Oh. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Shania Twain's got let's go, girls. You know, that's 3 words.
Yeah.
So go, girls.
Oh.
Alexis went with go, girl. That is... incorrect.
Should the boys say it?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Girl power.
Girl power.
Doesn't support girl power.
The Spice Girls popularized the concept of girl power, became strong advocates for female empowerment and unity.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, girl power. Alexis got that wrong. That means Brooke.
All right.
You're the Spice Queen and today's winner of.
Plenty of 20.
I'm more of a woman power lady, but sure.
Brooke gets to choose who gets shocked today, and they're going to be singing Wannabe by Spice Girls.
I'm choosing Jose for not remembering Ginger.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna. Ow!
Oh my God, you can't really tell when you're being shocked in that song.
Yeah.
It's all painful. That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Well, management came to me the other day saying they're worried about us.
Uh-oh.
After hearing a few of our more volatile segments recently, they think we need to prioritize our mental health.
Oh. Okay, finally.
They're requiring all of us to do mandatory therapy sessions.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Unfortunately, they don't have the budget to hire real therapists for us
because
they spent their last dollars building a private entrance to the parking garage for Brooke so that she doesn't have to interact with, quote, unimportant people. In the building.
That's right.
Good for my mental health.
Right, okay.
She's getting her own elevator.
But instead, they want us to therapize each other.
Therapize. Oh, is that the word?
That can't
yes,
be right.
They wanted to therapize each other on company time. So
I want to be therapized.
Everybody,
that doesn't sound right.
Think of one thing that you want to bring up to the group. Then we're going to go around sharing in a group therapy edition of what's on your mind.
We're each other's therapists.
We're all going to therapize each other hard coming up. If you're one of those people who says, good morning. Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Good morning.
Oh, the second one.
Just know everybody in that room hates you from that moment on.
Yeah. Totally.
And that's why on this segment, I don't say good morning. I just get right to it and ask what's on your mind. Starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Oh, man. Parenting has finally paid off.
Hey,
y'all.
Wait a minute.
Been pretty rough up to this point, that's for sure.
I'm just saying, I have put in some work. The kids, they're getting a little older. They're 10 and 7 now. And we are on a, like, 4.5-hour flight.
Okay.
And they come around with a drink cart. And yes, Jose, we are in coach, because that's how our family flies. Just to set the stage.
Oh, so you have to pay if you want to drink?
Yeah,
well, the
exactly.
rest of the family's in coach. Brooke's up in the first place.
They're yelling to mom.
And the kids order their little Coca-Colas because they get so excited they're allowed to have pop on the plane.
So
and they're sitting there reading, and they say their please and their thank yous because I would beat them if they didn't, right?
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you're a good mom.
Yeah.
Manners.
She wouldn't do it in front of everybody on the plane. Yeah. She would wait.
Then I go to order, and the flight attendant is like, oh my gosh, you have the most amazing children, the most polite kids I have ever encountered. Would you like a free glass of wine?
No!
What have I just unlocked?
You got a free glass of wine because they were well-behaved children.
Then, because it's a long flight, they come through again. And this time I'm like, okay, my parents, because my parents are on the flight too, and they're sitting like 10 rows ahead of us. I go, can I buy my parents a glass of wine?
Yeah.
And she goes, your money's no good with us.
No way!
You are that sweet family, and you just... I will get their wine too. And I'm like,
oh my
what?
God.
My children are getting my whole family drunk, and it is amazing.
Well,
so,
they are adorable kids.
Yes.
Too.
So, shout out. Cute. Mommy loves you.
I would feel terrible if I was the guy behind you that was like, one wine, please. And they were like, no, no, no. You're paying full price.
And that guy has kids too.
Sorry, your kids aren't
what the
spiritual.
Hell? Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, last year I got this credit from Hawaiian Airlines because I canceled a flight.
Okay.
And so it was time to use it. So thankfully, it was enough to cover a first class flight to Hawaii, baby.
There you go.
Let's go.
I love how it's a credit that you already paid for.
But to me, it felt like it was a free flight. So anyway, I'm first class. I'm all excited. And I get to the gate and... right when I get there, they're like, okay, we're now boarding first class.
Good.
So I go up to the front lady because there's a super long rope, right? And if I walk around the rope to board, it's like 200 feet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, excuse me, do you mind if I just go under the rope and board? And the lady looks at me and is like, no.
Huh?
And I'm like, oh, good thing I asked. No problem. I'm just going to go. And I'm happy.
But
I'm
but
on
that
my
young
way to...
family with the mom, they can come right through the gate. Go ahead.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm like, look, I get it. Let's not break the rules. I don't care.
Sure.
I walk around. I'm going to Hawaii. I'm happy.
Yeah.
So then, as I'm walking to the rope, I hear her make an announcement like, ding! Just a reminder, everybody, we are only boarding first class right now.
Oh, she thinks you don't
board. All other boarding will happen later. And I'm just like, yeah, idiots! You know, making my way to the front.
Yeah.
And so I turn the corner, and I walk up, and she's like, sir, we are only boarding first class.
And you're like, okay.
And I go, I know. And when she sees the screen accept me,
oh God.
Her face, she goes, well, have a wonderful flight, sir.
That is terrible, Jose. I was
shocked and I was offended. And then about halfway down the aisle, I realized, she's right. Like, I don't look like I belong here. I wouldn't do the same. I'm like a chubby guy in a t-shirt and a trucker hat that says Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me.
How
can I skip
she?
Under the rope? So anyway, I got first class shamed. I'm proud of it. I don't look like I belong.
That's
I
good.
Was also in the last row first
doesn't
class.
She know that you're always in first class?
No,
how
she
dare
doesn't.
She?
It's a Brooke and Jeffrey hat.
Yes.
Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So I had a little dilemma lately. Because I wanted to go on vacation with my best friends. But I owe my grandma some money. So it seems like a bad look to take a trip when you're in debt to someone.
Yeah, that you love.
Yeah. So that's
why. Sounds like your grandma's in the mob when you said that.
Yeah. Like, why do you owe your grandma money?
Yeah, it sounds like you're gonna get your legs.
It's just like
broken.
A car payment, anyways. It's boring details. But long story short, yeah. I'm gonna go on the trip anyways.
Right. Because we all know you've already maxed out all your credit cards.
Exactly. Yeah. So I tell my mom, I'm like, hey, look, mom, you're the only person who's gonna know because I'm leaving the country. Someone should know I'm going.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's between you and me. I won't post nothing, okay?
Yeah, because we don't want grandma to see.
Exactly. She will see.
You're hiding it?
Yes. Fast forward, I'm on the trip. Again, no posts about it, nothing. A few days in, and I get a text from my grandma.
No.
Oh, God.
I open it, and she says, Alexis, hope your vacation is fun.
No.
Assume it's a quick trip since everyone needs to work sometime.
Oh, that is a low blow.
Getting shaded by grandma.
A little passive aggressive.
And so expertly done.
No. Yeah. So I went straight to Venmo and sent her the money.
Okay, there
and
you go.
She liked
money.
It instantly.
Come on.
She said, I remember. Anyway.
And then you were like, can I borrow that right back then?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything went on
not
a credit card.
Not good terms with the grandma right
oh,
now.
Wow.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
I just went to Vegas for a couple days.
Nice.
And you know when you're walking down the strip there, they have people on the street that hand out those little cards to different clubs and spots.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, hey, come to like the Double Mint Hippo tonight. 30% off.
All the hottest ladies are here.
Yeah. Normally, I try to avoid those people. But for some reason, on this trip, nobody was offering me the little discount cards. And
wait
I'm walking.
That's a good thing, Jeff.
I'm starting to notice they would hand out cards to like four consecutive dudes right ahead of me. Yeah. And then they'd see me and suddenly they'd like pull the card down and turn away.
Was it because like you weren't cool enough or how were you feeling? Like,
I was trying. It was bothering me. I was trying to think for why. It's either A, they thought I looked cheap. Probably because I also was wearing a Brooke and Jeffrey hat too. That's
we have a common theme here.
Or B, they thought I looked too high end.
Oh,
that I was above the smut that they're offering. Or option there's a guy who already works at that nightclub that looks exactly like me. And they're like, oh, he already works there.
Oh.
That's the leather Luthario guy. Yeah.
Did you ever shout, what about me?
I'll do that next time.
Okay.
Or maybe get your kids to ask for one politely.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
So text in 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We just shared what's been on our mind. The text board's blowing up with people telling us what's on theirs. This text says, I'm going to Italy in 3 weeks to eat a ton of gelato and get an Italian girl knocked up.
Oh,
hey!
Why do you gotta knock her up?
Yeah.
Why can't you just hook up?
It's called the impregnato.
Sounds fun. Are you gonna do it in that order, though? Gelato first and then baby making?
There's some gassy situation.
I'd celebrate the baby making with gelato.
Right? Yeah, maybe switch those two up at least. Another text says, the thing that's been on my mind lately is that I realize my crush for Jeffrey increases every time I listen to your guys' show.
Wow, someone's in love.
Uh-oh, Brooke, this isn't your number, is it?
Okay, again, it's not me.
Another text says, you're awesome, Brooke. Crack me up. Keep up the good work for the people.
That's so nice.
You're a politician.
Really good.
What does crack me up mean? Is that your secret code phrase for your drug operation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's low on crack.
Don't let it out.
Hey, Brooke, Jeffrey. Crack me up, please.
Listen, snitches get stitches.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You've heard the expression caught red-handed.
Yeah.
It comes from the 15th century Scotland to describe capturing a murderer who still had physical blood on his hands.
Oh, my God.
So they were caught red-handed.
I thought they had been dealing with, like, red ink or something. I honestly didn't know.
I thought someone stole red paint.
But now we use it to describe any time someone's caught doing something wrong at all.
Ever, yeah.
Which isn't fair.
Oh. Why?
To be compared to like a murderer?
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I could see that.
I think they need different colors for different offenses.
Okay.
What? Of hands?
Yeah, let's color code it. What do you got,
Purple Jeff? Handed if you're caught stealing grapes.
Okay.
Polka dot handed if you're stealing underwear.
Okay.
And I wonder what color your hands would be if you're caught cheating on your significant other.
Ooh. Isn't that also red?
No, black.
We're about to find out in a brand new edition of Periwinkle Hands Busted.
Ooh, I like that better.
It sounds too nice, though.
Okay.
Maybe.
Cyan.
We're going to decide on this soon. Bottom line is Busted's coming up right after this.
Sneaky husbands. Two timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
They say true happiness comes from the little things in life.
Oh, that's that's great.
Unless
Jeff.
The little thing is a little affair you're having on your partner.
Uh-oh. Is that ever little?
That'll make your significant other more than a little upset.
Yeah, well.
Luckily, we have a little segment on our show called Busted, where you can tell us a little story about how you caught your dumb little ex being a little selfish.
Okay. All right, little Jeff, let's go.
Make yourself feel a little bit better if you do it that way. And we've got a few listeners ready to share their stories. We're going to start with Maya. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, well, I used to live in this neighborhood, and like every day on my way home from work, I'd be like a block away from my house, and all of a sudden there would be this car that would just be zooming like past me like super fast.
Well, Alexis, what are you doing driving that fast in the neighborhood?
No, you don't have proof that was me.
Exactly, and it's a neighborhood, and it's like kids and stuff, so it's kind of dangerous.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Did you pull the old lady like I do? Slow down!
Yeah, seriously.
I am totally that person.
Yeah.
So it was happening like 2 weeks in a row. This car be just zooming by. So I was like, well, I'm going to see if this car comes by. I basically parked my car sideways at the entrance of the neighborhood to block it. So,
Oh my God.
You're like doing a full police stop or whatever it's called.
Pretty much, because I'm like, not on my watch. I need to say something. Nobody else has said anything.
Oh, I love you.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got spike strips or what? How serious are we here?
Just like a giant spotlight.
Like, I don't know what was going to happen, but I was like, they're going to fill my rack. So.
Get them.
This does kind of like Brooke.
I know. I am so for this.
What happened?
Sure enough, they come zooming like they do, but now they stop. So now this chick is coming up to my car screaming, yelling at me. Guess who the chick is?
Who?
Who?
My boyfriend's ex-wife.
Wait, so was she trolling the neighborhood by driving quickly, or was she going
like,
to see him?
Stalking him.
What did she say?
Get this, they had been hooking up every day.
She's like, it's just so much better when we're not married, you know?
Yeah, when it's sneaky and more fun.
Oh, that's messed up.
Wow.
It was wild because he would basically track my phone and my location. And so, like, right when it'd be time for me to get close or I get close, he would basically tell her, you gotta go. Like, you gotta go.
You're never sharing locations with a significant other ever again after this.
Oh, trust me. Never again. I don't care. Never again.
Oh, my God.
You were like, next time when you guys hook up, please calmly leave the neighborhood. Yeah. Okay?
Speedway safely.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to keep going.
I know
now. It's terrible.
Let's go to Gavin. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Ooh, okay. Well, it happened not too long ago.
Okay.
It was actually during the eclipse.
Oh,
God.
Wow.
That is recent.
Yeah, I paid for my girlfriend and I to go to one of these like solar eclipse viewing parties. She's really into astrology and all that, so I thought it was a good idea.
Even better.
She brought her crystals.
So we go to this remote place with all these other people.
Yeah.
And the guide is telling us where to stand and like what time and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then the eclipse happens. And I know I'm not supposed to, but I like pop my glasses off for a quick second.
Not recommended.
Yeah, I was where you could see the full eclipse too, and I also popped them off. It's hard to see. Those glasses are literally like black.
Yeah.
Well, so I take the glasses off, and I see my girlfriend put her hand on the tour guide's ass.
What?
Whoa!
Did she think it was maybe you? Maybe that was the issue.
Well, it doesn't end there.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I see them walk behind a tree.
What?
Oh, wow. I'm, like, baffled, so I run over, and sure enough, they are making out.
Wow. How long? I didn't see the eclipse. How long was it?
Well, it like depends on where you are. You could be up to, like, 4.5 minutes
so
where you are.
So he was in the path. Of course you had the longest time. Okay.
Dude, that's horrible. What did you do?
Honestly, I stared. I it could have been 20 minutes. I have no idea.
This is cooler than the eclipse.
He puts on my glasses back on. He puts on my girlfriend's cheating glasses. All right, now I got the right ones on.
Dude, that's horrible.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I mean, when they realized like I was there, I kind of confronted her.
Yeah.
And she said it was because of the solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah, it makes animals act weird.
All your instincts come out. So, okay. Well, that was a cosmic phenomenon that you watched.
I mean, I don't think it'll happen again until 2044, so you should be good.
I'd forgive her.
Yeah, she'll cheat on you again then.
Stop. We have time for one more. Let's go to Chrisley. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
It was my birthday.
Oh.
And my boyfriend bought me Mike and Ike's, like a bunch of bottles.
Like the candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a random candy to give me. And when I asked why he got me that kind, he said it's because I love him.
Oh, okay.
You do.
That's kind of nice.
It doesn't sound like you do, though.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I don't. I never really had them before. This was the first time.
What?
So you're like, yeah, not me.
I know girls always say it, but this is the time where you're like, you're thinking about somebody else.
Yeah.
At the time, I was like, whatever. He's trying to be thoughtful, I guess.
But sure, then, I guess, trying.
A few weeks later, we're hanging out with his coworkers.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And this cute girl from his office comes up, and she's eating a box of Mike and Ike's.
Oh, no. Is it just a coincidence, though?
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody eat Mike and Ike's, honestly.
I was going to say.
I've never seen anybody buy them.
Mike nor Ike even buys them anymore.
No. What happened?
Yeah.
So she's saying how she's addicted to him, to them.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Probably both.
Your Freudian slip or hers?
And I go talk to her because I was like, this is too big a coincidence.
Yeah.
And we figure out that he's been dating both of us.
He's like dating her, not just like sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah, and he got it confused.
Mike and Yikes.
Mike and Yikes sounds about right, Jose. I'll never eat a box of those candies without thinking of you again.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to anyway, but now I really
will. Solidarity.
Chrisley, I'm sorry. Hit up our text board, 78592. If you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, you could be on the next edition of Busted. Phone Tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
In the last couple of years, some of the big headlines have centered around student loan debt and forgiveness.
Big headlines.
Whether I got some hope.
Whether it's right to just get rid of it all, or if you have to pay it off like any other debt.
I want to add to it. Well, no one's got my back, though.
That's Jose's hill to die on.
I don't have any student loans.
It doesn't matter where you stand on the issue. All that matters is one guy's been looking to get his debt cleared. So he emailed his bank asking if he could be part of the forgiveness program.
Cool.
And Brooke is calling back with some good news.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for you to hear it too in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Stevens Bank. Is this Miles O'Neill?
Oh, yeah, this is him.
Great, because we got your email inquiring about the student loan debt forgiveness program.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yes.
Pretty popular, huh?
Right, yeah, for sure.
We get so many people who just want a free ride, don't want to pay for anything these days.
I mean, it's hard to come back and pay those off.
Yeah, just stick it to the government with all their debt, walk away. Freeloaders, good for you.
I was just looking for a little assistance.
Yeah, assistance. I mean, you want it all gone. That's different, but okay.
Is there a problem here? I mean, I thought that's what the program was. It was a debt forgiveness thing.
Yep, the Federal Student Loan Debt Relief Program. And I am calling, actually happy to inform you, because we put your name towards the top of the list to be considered.
That is incredible news. Thank you. Okay, I knew
you'd be excited. So in the meantime, you'll be paying for Abby Clutterbuck from Newark, New Jersey, and her student debt.
Wait, I'm supposed to pay somebody else's? Can you say that again? I'm paying somebody else's debt now?
I can say it as many times as you want. Here's how it works. Once you put in your request to have your debt forgiven, you're automatically enrolled in our debt transfer program called SLUTTY.
Slutty?
Yeah, it's an acronym. It stands for Student Loan Universal. God, what is it? Something about like transfer tuition. I don't know. We just call it slutty.
That's not the program I signed up for.
You're right, it's not. Remember I told you were being considered for the one you want, but in the meantime, you're gonna pay off someone else's debt.
No, I don't wanna be in any other program. I just wanna be in the debt forgiveness.
You know, I think you may feel differently when when you hear Abby's profile. She's a seventh-year junior who's never graduated with a double major.
I don't even care who they are. I'm not going to.
Do you know what she was studying? You're going to get a kick out of this. Philosophy and recreational journalism with a minor, it says here, in Alabama tourism.
Okay.
What was she going to do with that?
Can you take my name off of that list?
Yeah, I can. Automatically, you get enrolled. It's just in the system. So,
Then I don't want to be on any list. Forget the forgiveness thing.
I get your feelings. I know your generation pretty big on those. But imagine how Abby's feeling.
I could care less how Abby's feeling. I don't want anybody else's debt. That's crazy.
You should care because I bet she's feeling pretty relieved. With 7 years without a degree here, it says she's amassed over $64,000 in debt, and it's all going to be paid off thanks to you.
Listen, you're not listening to me. I'm not going to pay for anybody else's debt.
Wait a second. You say you didn't want to pay for somebody else's debt, but you want somebody to pay for your debt.
Yeah, the federal government offered.
That's kind of funny, huh? That's kind of funny.
It's not funny. It's forgiveness. It's from the government.
Forgiveness. Another funny word, isn't that? You just think it's going to disappear into the air.
You know what?
The country takes the hit. But that's not your problem.
No, it's not my problem.
That's what Abby thought, too. So
this isn't right. Like, this isn't even legal.
Oh, I don't think you got your law degree. It doesn't seem like your debt's high enough for that.
No, this is ridiculous. You don't even sound like a professional person. Is there somebody else I could talk to?
Sure, I can transfer you. Absolutely. But I do want you to know, we already transferred last month's payment into Abby Clutterbuck's account. So I'm sure she's very grateful.
You can't do that. That's not where I sent my money to. How did you even get access to it like that?
I bet she'll even write you a thank you card.
I don't need a thank you card from Abby Clutterblood or the Slut Foundation or whatever you're part of.
Slutty. Would you like a thank you card from your wife, Sienna, then?
I don't even know what you're talking. Are you drinking?
Because you know what? She's the one who set you up for this prank phone call.
Wait. What did you say?
This is all a joke. It's Brooke from the radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
Your wife said you're really excited about the debt forgiveness program, which is awesome, you know? I mean, awesome for you, awesome for Abby Clutterbuck.
I still want the debt forgiveness. I don't know if you guys could help me there.
Oh, yeah, can't do that. Got a lot of debt on this show. Only two of us actually went to college, so can't be that high.
Okay, so only two of you went to college. Why do I feel stupider than you guys?
Because stupider is totally a word.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We've done a lot of second date updates on this show, and some end with...
Aww. I like those ones.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
Others end with...
Those are fun, though.
Our studio audience is just killing it.
Very reactive.
Very on top of it. And then there's a chosen few that end with...
Someone has gas?
You think it's a balloon?
What is that?
We've all been there. But today's call,
Brooke's lunch?
I can confidently tell you, ended in a whole bunch of this.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, fireworks.
Those are fireworks if you can't hear.
Okay, yeah,
Not necessarily the good type.
Wait,
because things got intense.
Bad fireworks.
And I'm not even going to say it was always the callers bringing the intensity.
Okay.
What I can promise, though, is this is a must listen. You got to hear this one. If you hear any all year long, you will not be disappointed in your brand new second date update.
If you disappoint me, I am going to be so upset.
Don't take the job away from our studio audience. They're the only ones that can react in your brand new. Thank you, audience. It's your second date update next.
Second date update.
On this show, we're a fan of unique first date ideas.
Oh, for sure. We love them.
And today's caller did something that I bet you Brooke has done. Would totally do if she hasn't already.
Okay, what is it?
Brooke, I'm not talking about that one time when you and your husband Michael invited me over after midnight. We're not going to get into that now.
We were never going to talk about that, Jeff.
Was I not supposed to bring it up? Sorry. Because what we need to do is focus on our listener, Vicky, today.
Okay.
Vicky, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Dude, hey. We are playing some jazzy music for you, Vicky.
Brooks, I like it.
Look out, because after this, you might also get a 1 a.m. invitation over to Brooks' house. But tell us about the date and the guy that you met up with recently. What's his name?
His name's Greg.
Okay,
Greg.
Where'd you meet Greg?
So we met online about a month ago on a dating app.
Okay.
And I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I think I'm pretty good looking. I used to model.
Okay.
I was a Hooters calendar girl for a couple years as well.
You say the Hooters calendar girl?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I mean, when was the last time they issued a Hooters calendar?
I think they still do.
Yeah. Do they? They still do.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll
our calendar's update. Our calendar in studio is outdated, so if you want to send a couple of those over here, we take a few off your hands.
All right. So you look good in some tube socks. I love it.
Okay.
Yes.
And what did you like about Greg?
He was pretty cute, but what I liked is that he was persistent. He kept, like, trying to message me. But he also was, like, very sweet. So, like, he would send me every single morning. It was like, good morning, beautiful. Every night's good night. Wanted to, you know.
Okay.
Oh. Now, did you like that? Because some girls don't. There's girls that are like, ugh, that's too much.
It wasn't too much. It was very sweet. But let me tell you, I think one of the best qualities a man can have is thoughtfulness. And he was very, like, thoughtful.
Yeah, can I ask, why did you bring up how attractive you are at the beginning of this? No, I didn't mean
question,
it.
I guess
I don't mean it in a mean way. I mean, like, I'm glad you're really attractive. Are you saying that he
random.
Should be grateful that he went out with you, or
I don't want to say that because it's like I don't want to be mean, but maybe a little bit out of my league.
Wait,
you're out of his league, or he's out of yours?
She said
he's
it
in the minors. Yeah. You're in the majors. Yeah,
yeah. I'm a little bit out of his league.
Okay. Yeah, but now the Hooters statement is making more sense.
Okay.
Well, it's nice of you to give Greg a chance. What did you guys do?
So have you guys seen, like, the TikTok challenge where you, like, paint each other?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the couples paint each other?
No,
I don't think so.
I actually did this with my husband, like, 6 years ago.
You painted each other?
No, but we had a draw off, and we each got 10 minutes to draw each other. And you can't see it until the reveal at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You paint each other, and then you reveal it at the end.
Yeah, whoever wins keeps
They painted each other's bodies and then wrestled each other afterwards. It was a little weirder.
Is that what you guys did? You painted each other's faces or portraits?
No, we weren't painting no bodies. It was just we were painting on the little...
canvas.
Yes, on the canvas. So we were painting on the canvas. We didn't show each other until the end.
Okay.
All right. Because that's
reveal.
How the challenge works. You both, like, secretly try and draw each other's faces, and then at the very end, there's a big reveal to see how you each, like, just see each other.
Basically how bad it is.
Yeah.
Or how good it is.
But it's interesting.
But that's the fun, because it's probably going to be bad.
It's a lot of staring at each other in order to get that done. Did that make you feel comfortable?
Yeah, listen, I was fine with it, and I thought it was fun. It was different. I feel like there's a lot of pressure when you go to dinner to, like, have full conversation the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was your idea?
Yeah. And I did a little bit of art in college, so my picture was decent.
Okay. That's usually how it goes in the things. The girls are pretty good.
Artistic.
How was Greg's terrible. Painting?
It was so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I have, like, red hair, and I swear to God, I'm not even kidding, I resembled, like, Woody Woodpecker. Like, borderline offensive.
Oh. Wow.
Borderline offensive? What was your reaction when you saw it?
I was like, okay, that's really bad. Like, we kind of laughed it off.
That's good.
Oh, you were able to laugh. Okay.
If you were really mad at him, then that's why he's not calling
you
back.
It wouldn't be fun if they were both good.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Okay. Yeah. Well, overall, the painting sounded like a success in general.
Mm-hmm. The date.
It was fine. So then we leave there, and then we went on a little stroll, and there was, like, a street vendor. We shared a churro.
Okay.
Like,
he bit one end, she bit the other.
Yeah, Lady and the Tramp style?
Mm-hmm. No, like, we just handed it back and forth to each other. Nothing crazy.
Oh, okay. So how did you guys leave it?
So we left in our Ubers or whatnot. And
same Uber or separate Ubers?
I think she said S.
Separate.
Okay.
But ever since, he's been acting so different. Like, there's no more compliments, no more sweet texts in the morning.
Oh, that's interesting.
Good night. Aww.
Well, going back to the date night, was there, like, did you end on a hug? Was there a kiss? Like, what was the level of romance?
It was, like, the typical, like, hug with a side cheek kiss. It wasn't
Okay. That's not terrible.
And where are the paintings at? Do you keep them?
Oh, that's a good question, yeah. Alexis.
Or are they kindling?
I'm going to be honest. We were sitting for a second, and we had them in a bag, and I think we left them on. Unless he took them, I don't have them.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. You both. At least you both didn't really care too much.
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do with it? Like, come on.
Frame it.
I know. It could have been a cute thing for your wedding day if this
maybe he
works
was
out.
Really proud of his work and you insulted him. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe he thought he did a real good job.
Or she said it was really bad. I'm sure he knew.
I don't know. Men's egos get hurt in weird ways, man.
Yeah, you're right.
It was borderline offensive.
Well, okay. We'll call him.
Her ego was hurt, Brooke.
We're going to call him and ask him about it. We're going to come back, do your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Welcome back to Second Date Update. And our listener, Vicky, actually gave me a great idea.
Yeah, what was it?
We should do a show hangout night where we all paint each other.
Wow, I'm down.
Jose, will you paint me?
I would love to paint you, bro.
I'm just going to be wearing a Brooke and Jeffrey beaded necklace.
Oh, no, hold on.
With a bandana over my forehead and nothing else.
You should have said all that before you asked me.
Is this night optional?
Yeah.
I don't think that we need to be there. I think it's just between them, so it's fine.
You guys leave us alone.
You guys are always into show bonding. What's not good about this?
Yeah, I think it'd be great for you, too.
Yeah,
everybody.
I'm busy.
We didn't even set a date, Alexis.
Busy.
That's too bad. I only bring it up because that's what Vicky did with her date, Greg, with their clothes on.
Not the bandana
thing. They just painted each other's faces.
Like the French girl.
She's confused because they haven't planned another one yet. And in her opinion, she is slightly out of Greg's league.
Well,
but she's willing to still give him a chance.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice, Brooke?
It is nice.
Which no one asked, but.
Yeah, true.
Brooke, you're also into charity. You've dated way down before. What do you have to say here to Vicky?
You know, I don't know. Maybe he's just too nervous. Maybe he knows that he's out of his league. And some guys just automatically in their head are like, oh, she hates me.
That's a good
I'm
point.
Too ugly. And they write themselves off.
He could think, oh, I can't take her on a regular date. What do I do next? I've never dated a model.
Has that ever happened to you before, Vicky? Where a guy's like intimidated by you?
Yeah. I mean, it's very rare. That's why I kind of do dating apps, because I feel like people get a little more brave behind their phone, because I'll go out and guys will stare at me, but nobody will come talk to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any experience with something like that, but like my best friend is drop dead gorgeous. And
is she single?
Thank you, Brooke, for complimenting me and calling me drop dead gorgeous. Wow.
That's why
the compliments are just flying around the studio all morning today. Yeah. You know what? Let's bring this good energy into the phone call. I'm going to dial up Greg. We're going to see what he has to say. You ready, Vicky?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking to speak with Greg.
This is he. Who's this?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning.
Sorry, hope I didn't interrupt your nap or anything, but we're a radio show.
Oh, he laughed at that.
Okay.
Okay.
But win something or something?
No.
Well,
better.
There is something. We're doing something called a second date update, where we're trying to help one of our listeners reconnect with you after you've been on one date with her before.
It sounded like a great date.
And her name is Vicky.
Okay, yeah. I remember Vicky.
Okay. Great. Art date,
and
right?
How do you remember her?
Well, she's all right. You know, she's pretty. I feel like the date went all right.
That's good.
Okay.
All right.
If she's, you know, in your words, all right, then why hasn't there been more interactions with her after the art date?
Yeah.
Because we heard a lot about it.
So wait, you talked to her about it then?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we tried to get the review of the date from her first before we call you. And she's really confused. Like, she's trying to figure out why there hasn't been any plans for a second meetup.
I don't know, man. It's just not a lot of depth to her, you know?
Not a lot of depth?
What do you mean by that? Like, what were you expecting?
Well, she doesn't have a lot of interests or hobbies or anything. I was trying to ask her stuff like, what do you do? And she says she goes to work and then goes home, gets dinner, then sometimes watches a show, hangs out with her friends.
Okay.
That's not deep enough for Greg.
I was trying to dig a little more. Like, do you go hiking or do yoga or play an instrument or sports? No, I don't do any of that.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
But
Well, she took you on a cool date night.
Oh, okay. Did she like art? Is she? Yeah. That's why she did. You guys did art?
It didn't seem like she was too into art.
Oh.
So that's a turn off for you that she doesn't have a lot of interests
in general?
In general?
Yeah, just wanted to have some sort of, you know, interests or hobbies that we could share. Like,
yeah.
So wait, just because she's not interested now doesn't mean she couldn't be in the future. I mean, true. Some people, it's hard. It's hard being an adult and like balancing it all, you know?
Yeah.
Some people don't get hobbies till they're like in their 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Why do you think crocheting was invented?
Right.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. And look, here's one hobby that I can tell you she does have that you might not know about.
Yeah.
And that's listening to our radio show and ooh, secretly being on the other phone line.
You guys can both listen.
God, she's
eavesdropping
so cool
on conversations that we're having with people.
That is so interesting.
That's really cool, uh-huh, right?
Does Greg get it?
Are you telling me she's been listening this whole time?
Yeah, oh, Greg! You're a smart one.
He is quick.
Great.
Wow.
He's
wow,
deep.
Greg. Yeah, really?
He's got that.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-oh. So there's Vicky, uh-oh, Greg.
You know what? Uh-oh. You know why I didn't tell you what my quote hobby is?
Oh.
Greg? Because my hobby is actually me.
What?
Your hobby? What?
What? Oh, no.
Your hobby's you?
Yeah. Let me explain. He's just sitting here telling you guys how pretty I looked that night. You think that was an accident? You think the magical fairy godmother just came into my house and she just poof, hit me on the head with a wand and just, I look like this?
Yeah, go on.
That would be cool if that was an option.
Tell him, queen.
No, it's because making myself look good is my hobby.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, okay. Well, I think we may have hit a sore spot here.
Yeah. You sound kind of mad, Vicky.
No, because it's ridiculous. I'm looking for a husband and I want to look good for my said husband.
Yeah.
But do you think I have time to go hiking? Do you think there's time for that? Do you know how long it takes to get hair extensions put in or get your lashes done? It's hours.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that every few weeks. It's
Greg, you didn't consider that her putting energy into herself could be her own interest and her own hobbies?
Huh.
I didn't, and clearly that's negligence on my part. She's very adept at it.
Greg's scared.
Yeah.
He's very scared right now.
Well, she did come in.
Vicky came in.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Greg. How about we go out? I'm not going to wear any makeup. I'm not going to do my hair.
Oh.
Yes.
So that we can have an in-depth conversation. You can see the real me, and we can actually spend some time together. And then you can decide if you'd like me to put that time into a hobby, or you'd like me to put it into looking good for you.
That sounds like a Brooke date with no makeup on.
I feel like I'm kind of scared right now.
I feel like it didn't need to be said like that.
For real.
I think Greg just hung up the phone.
No, Greg wants to go out with her still.
Oh, you're still there.
That was a good offer.
Yeah.
We're trying to help you, Greg.
That's a pretty sweet offer. What do you think about that, Greg?
I'm fine if she still wants to put on a little bit of makeup. I mean, that's all right.
Oh, yeah. Because Greg doesn't want you to give up your hobbies for him.
You guys can never tell anyways.
Exactly.
No. You can tell him you have it on. You won't know.
He supports you in your hobbies, Vicky. That's why he wants to see you again.
He wants a little depth, but not enough that would sacrifice how hot you are.
Yeah.
Okay, I see how it is,
very
Greg.
Generous of him.
Yeah.
What every guy wants, right?
Whatever makes her happy.
Oh, God.
Wow. What a sensitive, caring, understanding man you are, Greg.
Oh, that's it.
You're the type of person who deserves a second date paid for by a radio station.
Oh, my God.
And we're willing to pay for that date if you want to see Vicky one more time.
I mean, I didn't know what your hobbies was, but now that I know that your hobby is your face and body, do self-care, then sure.
Self-care.
Wow.
That's a good label to put on.
Yeah.
We'll call it self-care.
So, Vicky, you still up for meeting up with Greg?
Honestly, I don't know.
You don't know now?
I am so angry, it's not even funny.
Hey, just show up looking like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. I mean, it'll be hilarious.
How would he know, I mean, what it takes to look like Vicky?
Guys,
no one would know.
No, it's not that. It's him saying that there's nothing else there. Like, I just want you to know, I also graduated college top of my class. Like, I'm not some bozo girl.
And she was top of the Hooters calendar.
And I was. Listen, I am proud of that.
If you're going to be mad at anybody, you should be mad at Brooke.
Why am I?
Yeah.
She was the one who was like, why are you even talking about how beautiful you are in the beginning of this call?
Oh, yeah. That's her obsession. Brooke.
She's the one that said that she was.
You don't appreciate her hobbies, Brooke. Why is women supporting women in this?
Brooke.
For ladies. Everybody,
I just wanted to make sure it was clear that Greg was dating up, okay?
We think everything. everyone's beautiful. On
that
this
she
show.
Was giving him a chance.
Vicky, I am shocked and appalled about how this woman degraded you.
Yeah.
I would love to hang out and we can talk about it.
Degrade her at all.
You
all
tell right. Brooke.
What?
Vicky?
What is...
Yeah, how's that feel?
Meet up with Greg just what? To rub it in Brooke's face.
Vicky,
spite.
I think you're fine. I mean, I
oh,
still
just
don't...
fine? Is that it?
Oh,
fine.
Wow.
Work that she put in. It's
That's
just
all
okay?
you're going to give her is fine?
Okay, yeah. listen. I still don't agree that doing your eyelashes and getting extensions is a hobby,
oh,
okay?
Now
I
she's
never
doubling
will.
Down.
Shut her mic off.
Yeah,
but...
Now you're defending Alexis.
But like...
Wow. Vicky, what do you have to
wow.
say? We're running out of time.
I...
One more date with Greg.
I appreciate...
Don't listen to Brooke.
She is clearly not a feminist.
Agreed.
I'll give him one last shot.
All right.
Yay!
There
Spike
you go. Brooke. Suck it, Brooke.
Yeah.
In your face.
Brooke, what? What's a give a shout out to
what?
Your favorite man.
What?
Anti-feminist.
What is happening?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, there's a famous saying, nothing brings people together like having a common enemy.
Why oh, am I yeah. the enemy? I've done nothing wrong.
Vicky and Greg found their common nemesis.
Oh, my God.
Brooke, the anti-feminist.
Wow.
Don't you ever say that again.
Doesn't
I
think
am
that
such
eyebrows
a
can be a hobby.
Well, they're not a hobby, Jeff. They're
well,
not a hobby.
For her, they
okay,
are.
Okay, if beauty, sure, can be an interest, but let's get a grip here.
Yeah.
Let's pull it back,
wow.
all right?
Yeah.
It's happened
yes.
more than a few times on our show where yeah, Brooke will say something and make somebody
who?
Mad. We're all being sarcastic, by
oh,
the way.
Are
these are jokes that
yeah.
are coming
you,
from
like,
us. Although
guide them,
Greg, who knew he was in trouble, definitely jumped on the bandwagon
yeah.
and was like, yeah, she doesn't believe in you. She hates your hobbies.
Yeah, what?
So you can imagine how that conversation is going to go between them on their second date.
And for the record, because I've dated a lot of you, if makeup and beauty is your hobby, keep it up, okay?
Oh, God. That
I told
sounds
girls, like,
terrible.
No, I Shut told a girl once she looks better without makeup, and she's like, it took me 2 hours to do this.
Right.
Why would you tell me to not wear
okay.
it? I was like,
oh, yeah, that's,
yeah,
it's tough.
I have to be a feminist. Things like that make me not like men.
But make sure to follow our podcast at Brooke and Jeffrey wherever you get yours, and you can email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, it's a new movie alert.
Oh,
hey,
we have that?
Okay.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We do this like every
yeah,
day.
Because
there's a brand new animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle film in the works.
Oh, a new one?
They just released one this year.
This is a new one, and there's a major difference in this one.
Because
it's going to be rated R.
Are you joking?
Why would it have to be?
And I know what you're thinking, Brooke. Why the R rating?
Yes.
Is it more violence or more sex?
Oh, no.
Dude, if it's two turtles, like, getting it on, I don't think I want to watch
I
it.
I really am in a half shell.
Guess
I
which turtle part mutated the most.
Oh,
oh my
man.
God.
Wow. It's very green.
I mean, they're already lurking around in the sewers, so they're not afraid of getting down and dirty.
What is going on? Why are you doing that with a pizza?
Guys, imagine the pizza delivery.
Yeah.
So perfect.
Did somebody order pepperoni?
It's just part of the plot, Jose.
Well, here's what we actually know about the film. All jokes aside,
okay.
The film is called The Last Ronin. It's based on a story that ran in the comics recently, and it's pretty dark, where Master Splinter
okay.
and the turtles are all being taken out one by one
oh, wait, they die?
By the grandson of Shredder. And
oh,
only God. One turtle survives the slaying.
Oh
if
gosh.
It is not Michelangelo, I swear, but he's going to be the first to go. I mean, he's the dumbest of the group.
We don't know
Are
which one
agree?
It is, but whoever it is copes by sleeping with the entire city.
Oh,
oh sorry. That's my
yeah,
version.
That's your version,
Oops.
Yeah.
No, he vows for bloody revenge using
okay.
the weapons of all four turtles combined.
Okay.
So
that's sad.
It's kind of exciting, though, an
yeah.
R-rated Ninja Turtles film.
Yeah, but
yeah.
if you kill them all in the first R-rated film, how do you get a second R-rated film?
Yeah. Hello, news reporter April has a spinoff.
Yeah. yeah. Brooke, you going to take your son to see this one in theaters?
No, he's not. No.
Oh, private viewing
on.
At home with mama.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Private viewing.
Stay tuned for more R-rated material with laser stories coming up next. It's the radio segment that just secured a pricey piece of real estate everybody wanted.
Ooh.
It's in South Dakota on the other side of Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
His plan, chisel the backside of all four presidents and call it Mount Flushmore.
Yeah!
Dude, why do I know that's Lincoln?
Oh, yeah. Check out Lincoln's Giat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot more mountain. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Get your commemorative postcards now with Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser.
Yeah.
Those other POTUS peaches just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Canada. 35-year-old Justin Rybicki is currently having a hard time in his life.
Mm.
His issue? He's being constantly harassed by endless pizza deliveries.
The only harassment I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
At first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73.
Okay.
And the orders were not only using his address, but also his email and his phone number.
Whoa. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Wow. So is it like a friend pranking him or something?
Yeah, it has to
be. He didn't know, so he reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the very start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using all of his personal information in the orders.
Yeah.
He thought maybe he'd somehow been hacked because they don't just go to his home. They also show up at his work.
What? Oh, my God.
Like, what the
pizzas every day, all day. Are they using his credit card to buy them, or are they?
They're doing.
It's expensive.
They're showing up telling him to pay for the pizza in cash. He doesn't pay for them. He sends them all back, but
that
still.
Sucks.
So he called Pizza 73 and told them not to accept any orders under his name.
Yeah.
And then the scammer switched to Domino's.
No.
What?
If that sounds like dedication, it is.
Wait, you can order from Domino's and pay when they show up.
If you say you're paying cash, I guess. I just never do anymore.
The scammer's also using technology to manipulate the phone number to make it look like Justin is the one making the call.
Dang.
Really makes you mad, though. This is a good troll.
Someone hates him.
Yeah. Like, you're taking all this time.
And if you're wondering, our victim says he doesn't know who would do this. It can't be a disgruntled ex, because he claims, I've never dated anyone.
For him.
Oh my God.
Aww.
And he went on to say, either someone hates these pizza places or they're getting revenge on me for something else. I have no clue.
Oh, okay.
No.
I don't know how he could do anyone wrong in life.
Yeah. I know. I love him.
Over the past 6 months, more than $1,000 worth of pizza has been delivered to him.
How about does it go to waste?
The police are investigating, but so far, no suspects.
Still no. Oh my goodness.
Let's go to your next laser story out of the friendly skies. Flying first class with your pet is bougie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But a new airline plans to up the class level because they just introduced a new business model, private jets just for dogs.
Get out of here.
Way.
I won't. It's called Bark Air, and it was launched by the BarkBox subscription service.
Oh, yeah.
They're huge.
I thought they just send cute toys to your house.
Treats.
Jet.
Well, they did, but now they vow to revolutionize flying for our canine companions. And if you don't believe me, listen to their ad.
Introducing Bark Air. Finally, dogs will fly the way they've always deserved to.
And this is not a joke, if you're wondering.
Because it sounds like satire.
Yeah, it sounds like an April Fool's prank that someone would pull, but this is real. The luxury carrier is better than any business class ticket a human could buy.
Oh, my gosh.
Just listen to the CEO who says Bark Air's gone all out for its furry clientele.
The plane is a Gulfstream 5, so it's nicer than first class by quite a bit.
Whoa.
We layer on top of that a Bark experience, which involves things like blankets and pillows for the dogs, and those are covered in pheromones to make them more comfortable.
Whoa.
Our treats or snacks for the dogs. Some of those are the flavors they enjoy. Offering them a menu, different types of water, including dog champagne, which is just chicken broth. So non-alcoholic.
It's not cute.
I love it.
It makes me angry. It's not bad.
I have a request for my rich dog, Jeffrey. Can we roll the window down so we can stick his head out? Crazy in the air.
They do have like better service on these dog flights than you could ever get on a human flight.
Totally. That's amazing.
Other than those amenities, dogs can sit on laps, seats, or beds. Leashes are required during takeoff, landing, and during turbulence.
That's good.
Any size and breed will be allowed, but they must be up on all of their vaccinations if they want to fly.
Yeah. Is it rude if they sniff the flight attendant's butt?
No, that's encouraged.
No, it's encouraged.
Imagine the flight attendant, chicken or fish? No, like both.
So what does it all cost? The flight from New York to LA will run you $6,000 one way.
What? way. What?
And if you want to go to London, that'll set you back $8,000.
And that's just for the dog. That's not for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The airline hopes they can lower those costs in the coming years. Yo. The one thing they don't plan on doing, though, is a private flight just for cats.
Can you imagine?
They just wouldn't appreciate it like a dog would.
This cat's freaking out.
Yeah. Jumping on the ceiling.
I can't wait to see the first video of a dog, Karen, getting forcibly taken off of a Bark Air flight.
He's like putting all his weight on his hind legs or dragging him from the leash.
You've had too much dog champagne.
That's right. Yeah. This next laser story is out of Tech Trends. Over the past 10 years, we've gone from having no idea who was showing up at our doorstep to being alerted that someone was walking up, seeing who they are and what they're carrying, and even scolding them if they're rough with a delivery.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Oh my God. Got some brick on pomegranates delivered to our house.
Well, hold on to your hats, because the next innovation in doorbell cameras is going to shock you.
Ooh.
They're going to make devices that are armed to shoot paintballs at someone coming onto your property.
That's awesome.
That is crazy.
Crazy, but it's real.
Kids are going to go nuts when their parents walk up.
It's old men are going to love this. Are you kidding me?
It's called Paint Cam Eve, which has the capability to fire paintballs at a target with ultra-high precision.
Oh, my gosh.
An intruder, a kid who's toilet papering your house, or even a neighbor's pet.
That feels cruel.
Oh, yeah. Paintball the dog?
Yeah.
They're going on your porch. Can't let that happen.
Does it know?
It's a smart device that has facial recognition, and the paintball firing can be triggered by you as you're watching on the app.
Whoa.
Or it can be automated.
Okay.
Automated, like you have 10 seconds and then start firing?
Or what could go wrong
like
with that?
You get a little mad at your spouse, they leave the house. And they'll pay back when they come back.
Don't come back till tomorrow, and I mean it.
And here's the crazy part. It doesn't just shoot paintball pellets. It can also be loaded with cartridges that can unleash tear gas.
What?
Oh, damn.
So when your in-laws show up to Thanksgiving, Brooke, and they're late, they have to suffer.
I can see that now.
It really does that. And Paint Cam Eve is from a startup out of Slovenia. No word on how much these are
going
to cost.
What's going on in Slovenia?
Wait,
right now?
Why is my mother buying a gas mask online? Yeah.
Of course, you do need to factor in the lawsuits that you're about to be hit with if Paint Cam Eve shoots someone in the eye or accidentally fires an innocent visitor or a Girl Scout who's trying to sell you cookies.
Yeah.
Literally anything can happen.
Well, that's the fun of it, Jeff.
And that's why this guy's equipped his shell with a paintball gun. Too many shoe imposters off of Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, that's not the sound of the gun firing, though.
No, that's just he's angry about it. Sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Friday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win, Brooks, Bucks!
We got a new player to win Brooks Bucks today. Her name is Christine.
Yeah.
She's retired and thought at this point in her life she would be riding a Harley down a highway to freedom in the land of no cares and 9 a.m. margaritas.
What happened? Why isn't she?
No, she's not doing that because she has to take care of her grandkids.
Oh,
apparently God had other plans. Christine, welcome to the show.
Oh, my goodness, you made it sound like it was bad. No, I love you.
See, I was just going to say strap a baby carrier to the back of one of those hogs and hit the open road anyway.
You can do both.
That's right.
Pop a wheelie.
Yeah. You're a new player. You said you're hoping to just get one question right against Brooke today. Is that right?
Hey, even if I get one, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Hey, I like that. I set the bar low.
Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome.
I'm also hoping to get one.
All right.
Or more.
Let's see if we can make your dreams come true. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio while she heads out. You know how the game works, Christine. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you have to beat her outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck. Your time starts now. Today is International Haiku Day. How many total syllables are there in a haiku? 15, 17, or 21?
17.
The TikTok beauty trend slugging means you put what product on your face overnight?
Moisturizer?
Your lingual nerve stretches from your brain to where?
Your big toe.
In 2019, two fast food restaurants squared off in the infamous chicken sandwich war. Chick-fil-A and what other?
Popeye.
Take that answer for you. Well done, Christine. And she's going to come back into the studio. And I see on my phone screener here that you work in retail. Where do you work?
I work at Dick's Sporting Goods. I love the job. I'm a PSL. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, good. I was just in there getting a new bat for my kiddo the other day.
Don't take a bat to your kids, Brooke.
Yeah.
That's
no.
terrible.
The kid plays baseball,
thing.
Everyone.
Got one on sale, though. I was really excited about that.
A metal one this time?
Yeah, I convinced him. I convinced him to buy the sale one.
Brooke is such a sweet mom. Like, I know. For real.
So we actually, like, make fun of her. It's so funny because
you're
the
opposite.
You.
Thanks, you, Christine.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was Brooke and Monty or...
Oh my gosh, you've been listening a long time, girl.
I didn't even
girl.
Listen to that show.
Since the early Jose. Days of radio. Yeah. And Brooke is going to repay all those years of listening royalty by officially taking you down.
Yeah,
so here we go.
Let's go.
Brooke, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your time starts now. Today is International Haiku Day. How many total syllables are there in a haiku? Oh. 15, 17, or 21?
17.
The TikTok beauty trend, slugging, means you put what product on your face overnight?
Vaseline.
Your lingual nerve stretches from your brain to where?
Your mouth.
In 2019, two fast food restaurants squared off in the infamous chicken sandwich war. Chick-fil-A and what other?
KFC.
What was Victoria Beckham's Spice Girl name?
Posh.
The Vatican Bank has the only ATM in the world that allows users to operate it in what language?
Latin.
All right, we got our answers in. It's time to head on over to the scoreboard to check out how you both did with Jose.
Whoa, somebody had a big piece of grouchy pie this morning.
Bolaños.
I love when Roger's always like, I want some pecan sandy. He's my favorite. Christine, you got 2 correct today.
Oh, look at that. You got your goal, Christine.
Yay, doubled it, even.
Doubled it.
That's right.
All right. Let's focus on that because Brooke got 4. Nobody reacts. Yay, Christine.
Yay, Christine. You
wasn't
did it.
Quite no, Brooke enough to beat Brooke
4.
Today.
Brooke wins.
Sorry about that, Christine. Let's go over the answers. Today is International Haiku Day. There are 17 symbols in a haiku poem.
Cool.
The order is 5, 7, 5.
Yeah.
Adds up to 17. The TikTok beauty trend, slugging, is where you put Vaseline on your face overnight.
Should I try this?
Vaseline moisturizer. You know, come on.
I mean, it's like we always go back to the original.
Oh,
the OG Vaseline.
This is a trick?
It's
okay.
Specifically Vaseline, though, so that you look like... like a slug.
Okay.
That's why it's called slugging.
Yeah.
Got it.
Your lingual nerve stretches from your brain to your tongue. Lingual.
We were strict. We did not give you that. Oh. You're technically in his mouth, but.
Right. But it's specifically sensations from your tongue to your brain.
Exactly.
In 2019, the two fast food restaurants that engaged in the chicken sandwich war were Chick-fil-A and Popeyes.
Popeyes was the superior.
Victoria Beckham was Posh Spice, and the Vatican Bank has the only ATM in the world that you can operate in Latin.
Interesting.
So, Christine... it obviously was not enough to take down Brooke, but the good news is, just for playing, you win a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown's In the Air Tour at T-Mobile Park on August 16th. Get your tickets to see multi-platinum country artist Kane Brown today at Ticketmaster.com.
All right.
Christine, thank you so much for all your support. Honestly, it means a lot to me.
Of course. No. I love you. Jose, you're awesome. Your laugh makes me laugh.
Well, thank you. Awesome. Yes. You're so nice. Okay,
are you
now
waiting?
Jeff.
Are you waiting?
I'm waiting,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Are you waiting? Go ahead, Jeff. Yeah.
No, Jeff, I love your songs. Hey.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Dude,
she's a real one.
Yeah.
I love you,
if you really love them, you'll send $100 to the radio station just to prove it.
Jeff, no, she just
but it's okay. Anyway, Christine, we appreciate you listening
right,
so
man.
Much.
Love
you're
you
awesome.
So much.
Come back anytime. We're going to do Winbrook's Bucks again, same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.